As promised, we're joined now by a 9-year NFL vet. He spent 6 seasons with the Indianapolis Colts. He was the 2017 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner for the Colts. He was a first-team all-conference player at UConn. He was the 41st pick overall in the 2009 draft. Darius Butler is my guest. Darius, really good to have you on. How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing great.
Good. Great to have you. All right, so you spent 6 years with the Colts, so I want to talk to you about them, but I want to get your take also on some of the other games this weekend. Let me start with Indy. When you watch this team right now, what do you think? What do you see, especially when you consider they started the year 1-5?
Oh, man, I see, gritty, a group of gritty guys that are tough. They're playing hard for each other. And you can tell, you know, they never really stopped believing in each other, even when they started off, as bad as they did. You know, they were still in those games, and I can tell in that locker room, they felt like they could have probably been 3-3 or 4-2 coming out of that 1-5 stretch. And they played like it all year long, and right now they're probably, the hottest team playing right now.
Darius Butler joining us. What a key point that is you make, that normally you always hear, you are what your record says you are, but what you're telling me is, if you know this team and you watch this team, they really weren't 1-5. They were in a lot of those games. What about the head coach, Frank Reich? How much credit does he deserve for keeping that team together?
A ton, especially, because the main thing about coaching an NFL locker room is having the guys believe in you. And when you're a rookie head coach, you got to earn a lot of those guys' trust. A good thing about that, they're a young team. So a lot of them kind of, that's just a person in authority. So you all automatically respect that guy. So they got a young team. But Ballard brought the right group of guys in there. They had the right veterans in there, and it shows. But, Frank has done a great, great job all year long. And hats off to Chris for, bringing them in there. And I appreciate Josh McDaniels for doing what he did.
Isn't that incredible? I mean, Josh McDaniels, he's there, he's set, he backs out. Frank Reich, and Darius, how awesome was that at his press conference when Frank Reich said, hey, man, I'm never the first choice. I'm always the backup. I mean, if not for Josh McDaniels, you wonder how this thing looks.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it's an identity about a lot of the guys on that team. You think of a guy like Kenny Moore, who had a great year this year. Nobody wanted him coming out. He was a free agent coming out, and then he got released or something, and we picked him up last year. A guy like Pierre Desires played great down the stretch, and a lot of teams didn't want him. Darius Leonard, got a lot of guys kind of like, what the hell? We're taking this guy out of HBCU in the second round. Comes in, lead the league in tackles. So, that whole team is made up of a bunch of guys like that, and they're just playing for each other. And I'm looking forward to them going up to KC.
Darius Butler joining us. He played 9 years in the NFL, 6 with Indy. I'm glad you mentioned Darius Leonard. I'm glad you mentioned identity, because when I'm looking at that defense, I'm seeing a defense that's not getting a lot of love, not a lot of attention nationally, and I can't really explain it. I've had Mike Mitchell. I've had Clayton Gethers. I've had Leonard on the program. Every one of these guys can bring it. What do you see when you watch that Colts defense?
Guys that fly around. You can tell Matt hasn't been the D coordinator. They're held to a high standard. They fly around. It's different ways to play defense in the NFL. And, their way is kind of, they'll give you some things underneath, but you're going to have to earn every yard after you get that ball in your hand. And that's tough to do. A lot of teams don't want to go, in 10, 12, 14 play drives to get some points. You know how the NFL is now. You want big plays. You want to get down the field, score points quickly. And when you try to take those shots, that's when that coach defense takes advantage of them. So I like their formula. And like I said, they got the right guys to come in there and execute that.
Yeah, the right guy coaching the defense is Matt Eberflus. Now, you played both corner and safety. If you were coaching the Colts DBs going into this game against Kansas City, what would you be telling them on the back end in terms of stopping Patrick Mahomes in the key?
Man, Kansas City has so many weapons, and that's what makes them so tough to stop, because, they're losing Kareem Hunt help. Damian Woods has done a good job, but you want to make him one-dimensional, and you got a guy who's thrown 50 touchdown passes, so that's not automatically a win for you. So you got to keep a guy like Tyreek Hill in front of you. You can't let him wreck the game. You can't let him have a game where he has 5 catches and 180 yards and 2 touchdowns. So you got to keep him and make him go the long, hard way. And the same thing with Kelce. You got to bottle Kelce up and then make other guys beat you. That's what it's going to come down to. In the playoff games, your best players got to make the biggest plays. So just keep those two guys bottled up on offense and, make Mahomes beat you with somebody else.
Darius Butler joining us. Darius, what about Andrew Luck? How does he look to you right now? For instance, does he look like the old Andrew Luck prior to shoulder injuries or issues? Or might he be even better than he was then?
I would say better. I would definitely take the latter on that. And that old line, man, I mean, the times I was there, I came there his rookie year, and we had never had an old line that could play on this level. This has been their first year together. It's incredible, and the sky is literally the limit for Andrew Luck with that O-line in a run game. Got like Mac coming in and carrying the load. So and then you got Ebron who came in, and he's Ebron 2.0. You got Luck 2.0. You got T.Y. who's always been T.Y. And then that other group, the rest of the group of the wide receivers been holding on weight too. But that O-line, I think they changed everything, and Andrew Luck. He's got the ability to be, that top dog on the AFC side for a while.
Darius, you mentioned you came in with Andrew Luck. You did. You also came in with T.Y. Hilton, and then you mentioned Mac. You know, with the league right now, the league and the fans are focused on passing, but how much, and Andrew Luck can sling it, but how much of this Colts team is proving that if you want to win in January, you still need to be able to pound the ball. You got to run the ball, and you got to stop the run.
I mean, that's what it is. A lot of people get caught up in those fancy highlights, but that's what it is. Like you said, you've been watching the game for a long time, and playoff football, once it starts getting cold outside, you got to bring that run game, you got to pack your defense on the road. If you look at the teams that are left, most of these guys got a solid run game and at least a decent defense. I would say Kansas City probably has the worst defense in the playoffs, but their offense is so high powered that they can get away with it. But everybody else, look at both sides. They have those ingredients. So, like I said, that O-line can come to play like they've been all year, and we can control that line of scrimmage and limit Patrick Mahomes' possessions. I think the outlook looks good for us.
Darius, I want to be careful how I say this because I don't want to be disrespectful, but when I think about the Colts in years past, I mean, tell me I'm wrong if I'm doing this and I'll own it, but it seemed like they were kind of almost a finesse team on some level. Man, they'll line you up and punch you in the face right now.
Yeah. I mean, even if you think about, those great Colts teams, and, before I was even there, the Peyton Manning team, They were always up, and once you get up, 14, 17 points, and you had Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney coming at you, that was their formula. And now they can win. And this team is built to win in different ways. They can beat you on the ground. Obviously, Andrew Luck, if he got to drop back and throw it 45 times, that'll be good for you. And you trust them in the 2-minute drives you need them. And then the defense, they can get that ball back for you, and they can limit offense. They haven't gave up a 100-yard rusher yet this year. So, it's crazy to think that, coming into this year, the expectations that everyone had for them and where they are right now.
Darius, you mentioned Dwight Freeney. When I think about the Colts and I think about some great defensive players, one of my favorite NFLers ever, he's almost like a mythical figure to me. I have no idea where he is. Remember Bob Sanders flying around? What did you think when you used to watch Bob Sanders?
He was a missile, man. He was like a heat-seeking missile. You had Bob Sanders. You had, Bethea back there. You had Gary Brackey. You had a lot of guys on defense who made a lot of plays. But, obviously the offense, on that side of the ball, they probably had, three or four Hall of Famers at any given time. So they obviously took a lot of the praise. But, it was amazing. It was a blessing being able to play, with a guy like Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis and learn a lot from those guys.
Great players. Darius Butler joining us. My man, you sound like an analyst already. So before I let you go, how about the Chargers and the Patriots? We know all the numbers. We know all the facts. We know all the figures. We know how challenging it is to go into Foxborough this time of year, especially when they've had a week off and the hoodies got more time to prepare. What do you think about the Chargers' chances? Can you make an argument for them?
No.
In a
That's
word.
My personal opinion. The only team I will pick on the AFC side over the Patriots right now is the Colts, and obviously they have to beat Kansas City. I don't think Kansas City will go in there. They would have to go to Kansas City if it ended up being the Patriots in Kansas City. But I would still like the Patriots' chances, and I would definitely take the Patriots over the Chargers. The Chargers struggled on getting by with Baltimore last week, and. watching that game, I felt like Baltimore, obviously their offense struggled mightily for pretty much the entire game until the fourth quarter, and they couldn't pull away from those guys, and I don't see that happening in Foxborough.
Darius, what is it? Is it the sticker on the helmet? Is it Brady's name on the back of the jersey? Is it the guy with the cutoff sleeves? What is it?
It's a combination of all of it. And when you walk in that place, it's just a little eerie feeling, man. You feel like, you know, at least one or two things are going to happen that's kind of that's just not supposed to happen. And, you know, it's just the way that they, you know, have their thing set up with Belichick and obviously Brady, been as great as he is. They almost make you beat yourself. So, and then when you don't, they're good enough to make plays to beat you. So it's a combination of things. But we'll see. But until somebody knocks them off, you know, they're the gold standard on that side of the conference.
He played 9 years in the NFL. He played six of those seasons with the Colts. He was a 2017 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner for the Colts and played his college ball at UConn. Darius, great to get caught up. I appreciate you and really nice to have you on. Thanks so much for that.
Hey, appreciate you for having me, Jim.
That was fun, Darius. Great job. Really well done.
Thanks.
He said no. I said, can you make an argument for the Chargers? No.